Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Thinking of only me. Anxiety's central message is that we cannot afford to share because we can never have enough. Put more strongly, in a culture marked by anxiety and fear, as is happening today, the very things we have traditionally called sins or vices, such as hoarding, greed, suspicion, become wise and prudent virtues. Fear, rather than love, governs our lives. But such fear is a kind of idolatry, because it suggests we are giving more attention to hoarding material things than we are giving to God and others. As someone has said, the ethic of self produces a skewed moral vision. It suggests that suspicion, preemption, and accumulation are virtues insofar as they help us feel more secure. But when seen from a Christian perspective, such virtues fail to be true virtues, since they do not orient us to the true good, love of God and neighbor. In fact, they turn us away from the true good, tempting us to love accumulating material things more than we love God and our neighbor. The human way out of the despair of our age is through hospitality. Because a person well practiced in Christian hospitality chooses love over fear and trust over suspicion. Because of our fears, have you and I turned vices such as greed and suspicion into wise and prudent virtues? Is fear, rather than love, governing our lives? If Easter says anything to us, it says, you can put truth in a grave, but it won't stay there. Be a friend and share today's message, www.treatsforthesoul.org, and please listen to my podcast.